All right, well, it's 6:04. I know we've got a couple of people that want to use the restroom outside from the community, so I'd like to not... Sure, that's fine. I don't want to get too far into it before they get back, but the purpose of tonight was just to come here to speak to the members of the community, to share information about our proposed project, to hear questions in a calm forum that's focused on only this issue. The last hearing at the city council, as you know, up until that point, there was no information shared with us about any opposition to the project. We checked with planning every day. We checked with the city attorney every day. Obviously, you know, speaking with Jerome, there was nothing that came to us, despite all of our efforts, to hear about these sort of concerns. So seeing that there's these concerns that were expressed at the city council, we had wanted to do a community meeting, and we were asked to do a community meeting before we went to TRC, before we went to do the application. And we sent out letters a couple different times. Only got one lady that called, left the voicemail. I called her back. That was it. No one...
But you had no idea that we were...
Zero. And wow. as sure as I'm standing here, strike me down, I swear we had no objections.
So y'all ain't see all these houses around here with addresses on them?
I don't know why, because the wrong one met with me himself. Met with me.
Yeah.
Way. So I don't know why you did not know. Your person did not tell me.
Well, Jerome is our property owner, for sure. He is not a representative of our company, nor Verizon.
He's not a representative, but he know how to get in touch with me.
That is true. I don't deny
that. Yeah, but he should have done that.
But let me say
whoever doing it.
Let me say just one thing real quick. Again, we're coming here together. We want to come in peace. We're in the Lord's house. I just ask everyone respect each other's time. We don't want to stay here any longer than we have to. So the more orderly we keep this, and more respectful we keep it.
I only made the statement because of the statement that you made. You did not know that there was any opposition.
As sure as I'm standing here.
Well, I ain't going to be hushed. Yeah. If I got a question, I'm going to ask you.
I'm not hushing anybody.
But let me speak on behalf of the Lord. Months ago, when you all first sent the letters, and then your office notified me about the hearings that would come up in the preliminary stages, I proactively picked up the phone. Lewis set up a meeting with Marjorie and I in her office. Brought Martin to my property, we walked the property. We have a second meeting set up at Langton Park Recreation Center. It was a community meeting. I was told it would be on a specific day. I planned to be there. I got a call that morning of, and the meeting was canceled. I called Ms. Martin. We talked on several, a couple of times. I said, Martin, when do y'all want to do the meeting? We scheduled a meeting. It never followed through.
Because you were always going out of town.
I'm never out of town. But I'm always on the road. I made my schedule available to you all.
Going out of town.
Had nothing to do with that. Your meeting was canceled by you, not by me.
Let me interject for a second. Ms. Marjorie, let me interject for a second. Regardless of what happened before we got here, we're here now. And nothing has been finalized. Nothing's been decided. That's for the city council to decide at a future date. Our purpose of being here tonight is to come to a better understanding of what we're proposing to do, what the concerns are of the community, and try to work through those as best we can. We understand that not everyone will necessarily agree with it or want it. That is fair. That's with anything in life. However, we're here in good faith because we want to hear your genuine concerns, do our best to answer them, and when we leave here tonight, there may be things that we agree on and things that we disagree on, and that's all we're trying to do. So with that said, as I said earlier, there were some handouts in the back that addressed some of the concerns that I heard. To answer for my own presence at the meeting, I went to the planning board meeting the month prior. We received a 7-0 vote. There was nobody that showed up to that meeting. The planning board commended us for the siting and the placement up against the canal, et cetera. That doesn't constitute a final action. That's why I had to go to city council. The timing of that hearing was bad because it was right after Easter and I was coming back from a trip. So Robin from my office went to that meeting. I watched the whole meeting, so I'm familiar with some of your faces and the things that were said at that meeting, because I watched it live on the computer. But speaking for myself, I've been doing this for over 26 years. Our company is based out of Florida. We've been in the business of building towers like this all over the country for over 25 years. So we're gonna build 100 sites next year all around the country.
4G or 5G tower?
I appreciate you asking that question. A tower is no different than that tripod that
is made. Is it a 4G or 5? Why are you going through it? I just want
because,
to know.
Because
4 or 5?
Because I'm trying.
It's one or two. If you can't mix them, one or two, which one is it?
Actually, you can mix them, because there's no such thing as a 4G.
Okay.
There's no such.
So you're not going to tell me which one it is?
Let him just talk briefly.
Man, I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you.
Everybody's here to learn in a way. So
well, then learn to shut your mouth until somebody's talking to you.
We're not going to talk. It's not helpful to
anyone.
4 or 5? We
want to
learn.
What is it?
Sir, can you...
4 or 5?
Sir.
What is it?
It's 5.
Okay. I'm finna go.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm finna go. That's not what I was told. Yeah, I'm
taking
home, Mario.
Is it five or
is it four? Ma'am, so for everyone else's benefit, what I was going to say is, if you look at this gentleman's camera right here with the tripod, the camera on top of it could be a new camera, it could be an old camera, but the tripod it's sitting on is just a tripod. It's not anything. A tower is not an active antenna. A tower is just a physical structure that puts the antennas at a height and the other equipment to broadcast the signal. So if you think for 1 second and separate the two, 4G equipment, 5G equipment, the frequencies that those technologies operate off of, those are not mutually exclusive. The tower itself is just a cold piece of steel, or in some cases a triangular type shape. They're going to be putting 5G equipment on it, but they can do 4G and 5G, and it all overlaps together. 4G is part of 5G. It's addition of additional equipment and additional frequencies. If you look at some of the information provided, you can see the total width of the different frequencies that these technologies for cell phones operate off of. And 4G is the frequencies that 4G operated off of is coupled with 5G. It's just an additive. So all of this together forms 5G. But what I'm trying to explain, and hopefully they heard before they left, is the tower itself is not just a 5G tower. It's just a tower. What you put on it makes it 4G or 5G.
But it's a tower in our community.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So why this community?
Because this is where they're trying to cover. I can show you on the map down here, and I apologize.
As George started, one of the things, you know, Marjorie and I have had some great conversations.
Where do you stay?
Excuse me? Yeah. I live in North Carolina. I know.
See that the tower? Where that tower
going
to be is from
me
to you.
That's what my house is. And that's what we wanted to do is Marjorie was, she was telling me some things, because she had a perception on where towers were situated. So what I wanted to help her understand as well through these maps is where they're actually, how they actually come about developing and design the process for putting it.
So can you want to buy my house and move there? So you tower and anybody you can have voice of concern?
Yes, yes.
Okay, we're talking about the towers.
Yes.
Right now, I'm speaking about people health, health-wise. At least this stuff. I used to work, I'm retired, and when I used to work, we had tower also. But it wasn't residential. It was the Florida Howard Choke. And they had a tower also. But it was, what I'm concerned about is health risk.
Yes.
It could cause cancer.
Yes.
And being near residential homes, like she said, you're putting people at risk.
Well,
that's my concern. You don't live here, so
no, I understand and respect your concern. Obviously, we're all concerned about that. I have my son's best friend, as we speak, not from anything with this, but he's going through Hodgkin's lymphoma as a 16-year-old boy with his whole life in front of him. So I take cancer very seriously. So I've been doing this, like I said, for 26, almost 27 years. I'm not saying that with respect to health concerns. What I'm saying is, I cannot do what I do, regardless of what I have to do for my family. if people are going to get sick. There's a loaded tower on the campus of my kid's school. There's towers in all residential areas all over the country.
Really?
Yes.
I work for the county, I ride the whole city, the county, the city.
Each one of these is a Verizon active site.
There's a tower in Port St. Lucie. Yeah, it's on the outside, 95. It ain't in their residential, because they ain't going to let that happen.
See all that right there?
I work for the county. I drive every day.
Let me show you this map a little closer.
But I'm not sure why this location.
So I can explain that. I can explain that with this map. See these red little triangles right here? These are the current sites that cover your neighborhood, Lincoln Park. You have the other site downtown and the one up by the airport. You have a large opening right here. I have a plot I could pull up on my computer. The printer didn't print these when I got down here. I could plot them. But do you see this large area where there's none of these little balloon-like bubbles in here? This is your community. These red triangles are indicating that that particular sector, these things have three areas, compass points, they point to try to cover the surrounding community. They are blocking, they're not doing what they need to do because so many people are on their phones and they're trying to get coverage into here while still covering this immediate area. Imagine if I do sort of overlapping circles around all these. And then you've got this big area here between the site downtown and the one just southwest. This tower and the investment in the tower is close to $1 million.
Between what we do and what Verizon does, they're not doing this in hopes that they're going to get new customers. They're trying to service the customers they already have. This tower is to provide coverage, especially in-building coverage and 5G coverage, for the people that live in your community. That's why it's where it is. It's not covering somewhere else. It's covering here. It's designed to cover.
And I work for telecom. This is the thing that's interesting. I worked for the county, and I was a county commissioner for St. Lucie County. And I lived in Fort Pierce, and I live in Port St. Lucie. I have a tower within 300 feet of my house today, and so I've been asking some of the similar questions as well because I've wanted to know and understand this issue. A 5G tower, and this is one of the things that I wanted to understand the difference between 4G and 5G, and the distance of how far it goes, and whether or not if I lived 4, 5, 6 miles away, could I still receive the signal from that tower? And those were misconceptions that I had as well. Because Marjorie and I had this discussion. She said, yeah, all the towers are put here. And that's where I began to show her the map. And I showed her the one by my house and others and how they are all over the place. But I can't have a tower here that services Port St. Lucie. Port St. Lucie can't have a tower that services Fort Pierce. That's not the way the system works. And especially with 5G, the way it's set up, and because of the frequency, it's now a smaller range than what even 4G was.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, but I do respect. You guys can say what you want to say, but you can't say what's going to happen in the long run with a person knowing.
That's the long point.
Okay, whose property is it?
Whose property?
Yes, whose property is it? I mean,
the Love Center.
The Love Ministries.
Okay,
property.
So do we care for people's health right now? I mean, you're telling us this and that, and I know you're talking about issue to that.
I'm just going to interject for 1 second. I got to notice as you're speaking to me. And in no way do I mean any disrespect. You have a cell phone on your hand.
So, yes, I do.
And that's how these towers is how that works.
Yes.
Without a tower more proximate to your community, that will not work the way it's supposed to.
And I know all about it. So like I said, I worked with around it 28 years, and I know all about it. But to the same, if it's going to be near residential areas, you're talking about a person. No.
As Todd was saying, if you think back, again, let me explain something for anyone who doesn't understand about G's. All the G stands for is generation.
I know.
Well, I'm just saying for everyone's benefit again. This is an informational meeting. We don't want to assume anyone knows what they do and don't know. It just means generation. The newest generation of wireless is 5G. The biggest difference is the speed that everything can happen with respect to your video, if you want to watch a movie, if your children are trying to do a Zoom call, or if you're trying to do a Zoom call for work, have that work and not glitch, not timeout, not buffer, higher, faster speeds, just like your computer, just like when we all went from that dial-up, you know, EER or connection to now you have cable internet or fiber internet, each time it gets faster. That's what these do. As we've gone through the generations of wireless, and as I've gone through them as part of this industry, the area that each site covers gets smaller and smaller. So no different than if your community was having issues with water pressure, right? Because it was growing, or more people were moving in, or more people were staying home and flushing their toilets and showering at the same time. And the city came out and said, we need to build a bigger pipeline through the community. We need to build a new water tank to make sure we have the water pressure there for fire suppression, for people to all shower at the same time. That's what these folks, Verizon, and other wireless carriers, because it's not just Verizon, are all doing within your community. In all communities, this isn't a Fort Pierce, this isn't a Lincoln Park, this is nationwide and global. 5G is pretty much the only technology that's on in Europe and other parts of the world right now. This is not a St. Lucie, it's not a Lincoln Park, it's not a Fort Pierce issue. These are being developed by us and other companies and other wireless companies all over the world, all over our country. And the fact is they are in residential areas. I'm building 100 sites in the next year. I can tell you that probably half of them are around residential areas. And why is that? Because if they're more than a half a mile, in some cases smaller, away from what they're trying to cover, which are the people that are sitting on those couches, or laying in their bed, or in their back porch, or on their front porch, or trying to call 911, that's where they have to be. We can't service your community from downtown, and we're not trying to service downtown from your community. So we can leave here.
Downtown
has, when you stepped out, I had this board. So from the last meeting, one of the things I heard was about the towers only being placed in areas that were similar to Lincoln Park, and that's simply not true. These are not all the towers in Fort Pierce. These are only the Verizon sites that are on air. And as you can see these red triangles?
So what are red triangles?
Those are the sectors. Each tower typically has three sectors.
Are those cell phone towers or are those radio towers?
Each one of these little clusters of colors is another Verizon cell site. When you see the red,
is it a phone site or is it a radio station?
These are just Verizon
cell towers.
Cell towers, yeah. Or placements on a water tank or a rooftop or whatever it may be.
So but what are they?
Cell towers.
These are cell sites.
3G, 4G.
Most of these are 5G. So you can see Fort Pierce, 15 of these little clusters that you can see so far, including the North St. Lucie site, already have 5G operating on. And several of these, as you can see, this cluster here, which I don't know if you can see this close. See this? That's in arguably a residential neighborhood. So is this, so is this, so is this. Those sites are already on here as 5G sites. Most of them are on tower. Some of them could be on a rooftop or a water tank. I don't know specifically, but these are where Verizon antennas are and operating. That's just for Verizon. That's not T-Mobile.
Not to,
because
it seems you're
going to
be using my hand.
No, I'm sorry.
While they look at that, yeah. Are you guys aware of how many towers that these companies already have? Are you not already aware of that? With Verizon being the top provider, they've since 2015, they've been running top of the line. What I mean by that is going from area to area, ensuring that all of these towers were up so that, you know, these communication and all of this stuff, you know, was going good. And this has been going on since about 2015, the last time I researched. So when it comes to this new tower, because I'm just now moving into the neighborhood, and, you know, you guys are saying we need a new tower for telecommunication purposes and how in the other parts of the world they're on 5G when they're actually already ahead of us. You know, this is something that, you know, really concerns me because they're the radio frequency waves. You have elderly people in the community where these things can offset their devices. Yes. That people they're not taking this into accountability. I'm not sure how it works as far as us, you know, not having this being placed when they're already everywhere, especially in these urban communities. You know, I'm not, you know, discriminating against the fact they aren't in the suburban areas. However, what, I mean, knowing what we already know, what is the importance of you guys placing another tower? What's really the importance behind it?
Well,
since all of these things are like previously been handled, why is there a need for another tower?
I'm going to try to separate a couple of these, a couple of questions. I want to make sure I answer them all. So,
okay.
So the first thing is 5G is newer than...
Right, I know how 5G works.
So
very aware
with
that.
5G, when you're talking about all the towers that came before and the ones that are in your community already that were built previously, as I said before, if I have, let's just say for even numbers, say 15 towers,
right,
and they cover a certain geographic area.
Okay.
And now each one of those towers has changed.
Right.
The area that they can cover gets smaller. What happens? If we're all holding hands in this church and every other person lets go of a hand, what happens? We all get disconnected, right?
Well,
if we're all holding hands and one person, every other person drops
okay,
their
yeah,
hand.
Okay, yeah, I get that part.
Okay, so
we're speaking technology.
When we go to 5G, the area that site, the other sites, the legacy sites that you're talking about, get smaller. In order to do the same thing but better at higher speeds,
mm-hmm.
they need to add more cell sites, more cell density.
Okay.
So if the work for your community was done by, not this is the accurate number, but 15 towers, now they need 20 or 25.
Okay.
The engineers at the carrier, all of them, not specifically Verizon, radio frequency
okay.
engineers, have all this information, looks like basically blobs, like lava lamps on their computer, that show where the coverage goes and doesn't go. Because it's not perfect. It's not a perfect circle. Houses, trees, changes to fire damage, you don't really have as much here because it's very flat.
Not many trees anymore either.
Well, all of that affects the signal. So it doesn't just go out a perfect half mile or a perfect mile or a perfect quarter mile.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get 5G coverage and improved coverage indoors, where people spend a lot of their time, they have to have more sites. As I said earlier, this site, the reason it has to be in your community is because it's trying to service your community better. It's trying to improve the coverage in your community, not in
the
Let
me ask this question. Service the community better, and you did say other cell towers. Most of the people in this community cannot afford Verizon.
Okay.
I get that part, you know. With a lot of them in the community, a lot of it is low budget, which of course, you know, the 5G has been around for how long now?
Well, it's just now coming on because in the United States and in this area as well, a lot of the big step that it took to get to 5G
uh-huh.
is you have to go back to every single cell site that they built previously and upfit those. You also have to have them connected by fiber optic cable, which is everywhere. So as you drive around your community, you probably see the people, you know, digging with those ditch witches, putting the pipe in the ground.
I see it.
So all that is connected.
Right.
So think of it like a subway system. However you want, whatever analogy you want to use, that's the way it works. So we can't cover Lincoln Park and the people in the homes here. And again, I understand what you're saying and respect that, you know, for socioeconomic reasons, not everyone wants or can afford or would switch to Verizon. This isn't a hit and hope. The problems they're having with the network, whether you know you or maybe your neighbor, the people that aren't here tonight or didn't come to city council that are Verizon customers, can and need better service. And it's their federally protected right to be able to provide that. They spend billions of dollars for these licenses to cover these communities. The investment that they're making, the investment that we're making, isn't like setting up some other type of store hoping that we get customers. They're trying to work with the existing customers they have. If they get more,
right.
great. But part of the reason why these sites aren't performing the way they used to, where the way they've been marketed, the way that you've maybe experienced it in other areas.
They're outdated after a certain time.
Well, the equipment and the technology, like everything else, nothing stands still and moves on.
A couple things though. They do co-locations on all the towers. So you wouldn't just have Verizon. You'll end up having T-Mobile and others that will co-locate on those. And what happens
of
is
course.
That they only set up towers where they see an actual need. And so Marjorie and I were talking about that. How do we determine need? So what happens is they start getting drop reports and they get things that happen and start showing that people's service is not what it should be for an area. And that means the demand is increasing in the area. And as that happens, they have to start looking at ways to do it. Because the range doesn't go that far, this isn't about the fact that there was a tower, you know, out on Orange Avenue near 95. No, that isn't providing it. They're seeing the drops happen, and they're now saying, we're going to spend $500,000 to $1 million on that tower. They're not going to go spend money on an area where it makes no sense. Why would they spend $1 million on a tower that only has a half mile range for an area that doesn't need it?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that was my whole thing, because I kind of knew. I'm like, well, why would they ever do that?
And to kind of demonstrate what he's talking about, our company, TowerCom, is a shared use infrastructure company. We don't believe in the proliferation of towers. And most of the towers, as Todd alluded to, are not owned by Verizon or T-Mobile or AT&T. They're owned by companies like ours, smaller and larger. We designed the tower in the requirements of the city, Fort Pierce, and likewise in most of the counties, most jurisdictions for that matter, around the country, require that any towers be built for not only building code and Florida building code and hurricane winds and the like, but to be built for shared use. I'm a tower developer. I don't want any more towers built than what need to be built. I don't want to waste anyone's time or our company's money building towers that aren't useful. Our client has a very specific need, and others will as well. Verizon has been a bit of a trailblazer in a lot of communities because they have such a big, you know, customer base and a big network that some of the pain that they feel with what I was talking about with respect to capacity issues, drop calls, people complaining my phone doesn't work as well as it used to, I used to have coverage inside my house, but now I don't. All that, as Todd was saying, is a comprehensive process where they, over a period of time, figure out, what are we going to do to fix this problem? Can we work? First thing they do is they work with the sites they have. Is there anything that we can do to optimize those? Can we change and move this antenna and point it this way? Can we use a different antenna?
I don't mean
antenna?
To be disrespectful, but I do want to say this one thing. It's kind of, you know, working in technology, it's kind of like they're creating a problem. Exactly. Most cell phone devices are only set to last up to 2 years. Exactly. So within that time span, you're going to have drop calls, you're going to have glitches. You're going to have things of that sort. So that is expected if you understand how technology is now being set up. Nothing's being set up to last. It's temporary. Exactly. And it's also being treated, given to us as, let's go ahead and give you something you don't know that you need, but we're going to convince you that you need it. So it strongly just feels as if, you know, they're creating the issue so that, okay, guys, let's run to this because now we need this.
Exactly.
Our call keeps dropping. This keeps happening. You know, okay, now we need it. You know, it kind of feels strongly like that's the way this is being positioned into the community.
That's my concern.
I understand what you're saying. It's kind of two separate subjects because one thing has to do with hardware, right? Like your actual cell phone.
Right.
Oh, there's one. the cell phone and then actually the equipment, as I said earlier, that goes on the tower. The equipment that goes on the tower, like anything else, newer, better equipment comes along. But it's not just the equipment. It's not just the hardware. It's not like, you know, with the computer manufacturers trying to get you to buy the next computer when they've already got the next three after that, right? And it's just skipping those, right? It's not that at all. The 5G technology is powered by frequencies that were not accessible by these carriers, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, until the last few years when the FCC made those available to them. Some of these had to do with TV broadcast frequencies. Anybody that's in physics, I'm not a physicist, I'm not an RF engineer. There's a finite amount of frequencies that exist in the natural world. These carriers bid and buy blocks of those from the FCC, who governs all this for our country. Those are what they put to use. The different radios, the different antennas can use those, and then when they have to design the sites where they utilize those different frequencies in different areas because they only have so much to work with. Like if you had $5 and five, you know, grandchildren, five nieces and nephews, you need to give $1 each, you know, instead of $5 a one. So they ration this stuff out. In order for them to use this and make these new technologies available to their customer base, they're not only changing the hardware, but they're using different frequencies that they weren't able to use before because they didn't possess them. And in some cases, the reason that you have experienced issues with calls could be that you have an older phone. That's like anything else. Your phone's only going to last for so long. But really, the crux of 5G has nothing to do with your phone being new or old or being, you know, the fanciest Apple phone you can get. It has to do with the actual meat and potatoes of what they have to offer their customers and how to improve the network they already have. So nothing is standing still. People are moving to the area. Even if this area stayed still, The towers that previously gave you coverage from this carrier cannot cover this area the way they used to do it at a faster, better way. And it's fair that if someone says, I'm happy with what I have, but that's not the standard for what we have to do as a company, for siting, for them as a company. They already have all the information about drop calls, problematic calls, lack of coverage, you know, so signal strength. They do all that before they decide that they need to build a TV tower. Because it's not like we could just, once we build it, we could pick it up and move down the road. And there's not a lot of towers that you see, especially in Florida, as hard as it is to get them built, and as much as it costs to get them built, that are not used. It happens very rarely. So the sites that are here, they're going to be used by Verizon, and in the future they'll probably be used by Dish Wireless, T-Mobile, AT&T, whomever. And it's all for this community. That's the one thing I want to keep coming back to, is for this community. It's not to cover somewhere else. It's not to make anybody sick. It's not to, you know, lower property values. Again, the health argument, with all due respect, we have no idea what will happen 20, 30 years from now. But all the different agencies, and all I can do, all I'm able to do, is refer you to the different agencies, both in the United States and around the world, that have studied this. And it is in residential areas. It's in my residential area. It's on my son's campus. It was on their previous school. It was down the street from my house. It's next to Todd's house. Is it 300 foot tower, a quarter mile from my mom's house, and she's 84.
But I'm trying to keep it from my house.
Okay. But I'm saying is, it's all around you as we see it.
I'm trying my best to keep it from my house.
No one's got a reason to help
me. I
can't.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me what's the, not necessarily the impact, but can the tower and a smart street or a smart quarter coexist?
If I'm understanding your question correctly, yes. So that the tower, macro towers, I encourage you all, when you leave, if you didn't already, pick up a couple of handouts, because in a very simple, you know, way, it explains some of what we're talking about here tonight. So a macro tower is the largest tool, right? If you're trying to cut your lawn, are you going to use a pair of scissors or a lawnmower? So the macro tower is the lawnmower. Small cells that you see on like lampposts or running up and down very busy streets, like maybe downtown or even on Orange, which I don't think there are any, but you see them in various communities. You have downtown Boca Raton, Las Vegas, wherever. Those all work together to create one big network. And it's all about having the same experience whether you're standing here in church, in the parking lot, sitting in your couch, or at work, or if your kid's at school. It's all works together. And the type of investment they make depends on the use in the area, what they're trying to cover, what the challenges to cover that area are. In this case, the best tool that they have available to them to get the best coverage they can without putting multiple towers through your community is putting the tower that we're talking about here for Verizon. And again, other carriers will be able to use it, and we have relationships with all those carriers. Yes, ma'am.
The challenge for me is that you're giving me a steak, but I don't have a stove to cook it on. We have been neglected in our community, so a cell tower is not going to help those that don't have homes, or they have a phone, but they don't have a place to live. So it's hard. I mean, I understand what you're talking about with technology, but when I moved away, and I've been back 5 years, and we're in a community of need that's been neglected, and a cell tower is not going to help our community. So you're the brunt of us being neglected, and finally something's coming, but it's not benefiting Joe Blow, me.
Well,
me.
I hear you.
Could I speak to that issue? The property is owned by the Love Center. The Love Center has invested over 25 years, over $15 million into this community. I'm the spearhead of the ministry that did that. So the proceeds that the ministry generates from this tower goes back into the community. And I have books that validate everything I've said.
These eyes are validating what I see. Our community is crumbling.
Ma'am, I hear you, and I empathize with this situation. I said this to someone the other day. We are here to intervene in previous issues. I don't live in your community. What I'm saying is, whether I'm proposing to put a subway here or a tower, and when I say subway, the sandwich, I'm not an actual subway, we can't fix the ails of a neglected neighborhood. We're not trying to take advantage of that in any sort of way. We're not adding to the problem. I do feel the frustration, and I feel the brunt of what has happened before we knew about your community. The point I want to make is, and it was a bit heated at the last council meeting, and the RF engineer from Verizon who designed this site and was trying to speak, but the council was cutting him off, and I think everybody had kind of put their earmuffs on at that point. When they designed this, when they look at this area, right, and they're sitting in, you know, Tampa, Orlando, or Miami, or somewhere else, and they look at this hole right here, and they see this site, and this site, and this site, are no longer getting the job done to cover this area. They don't know who lives here. They don't know the plights of your community. They don't know the makeup of your residents. They don't know your political affiliations. They don't know anything about that. They just look at it as, here's a map. This area has bad coverage, and we have customers here that we need to cover better, and we want to cover better, and we're going to make the investment in that area. They don't go around and target communities. They target fixing problems in their network among their existing customers. Of course, like any other business, you want to try to get more customers. But as sure as I'm standing here, I can assure you, when the people that came and picked this site, they don't know who lives behind the public doors. They don't know who was here when they drew the circle on the map and said, we need to get a site right in this area to cover this area. They don't know any of your communities. They don't know what you've been through or what's been neglected and what hasn't. And that's just the fact. Yes, sir.
Okay. First off, you referenced that when your colleague did a presentation, the commissioner cut him off. That's not totally accurate. The commissioner pointed out simply one thing was said to that particular commissioner, but when they did the presentation, the information that he was previously told didn't add up. So it was basically saying there was a misrepresentation of the facts. Second, you stated that you don't live in this community, right?
Yes, sir.
You also stated on the record with that recording that you don't know about what's going on in the community, the neglect and everything else, right?
That's correct.
You did say that, right? I'll make sure I get understanding.
That's fine. I have no problem with that.
Okay. If me put myself in your shoes, right, and I have a very diverse background, regardless of what African American you talk to, I assure you my background is more deeper than theirs.
I recall
now,
you
now
from
I'm
the
going to say this.
I recall calling you from the hearing.
Oh, okay. Yes, sir. Now, this is what I'm going to say. The medical field has what they call the Hippocratic Oath. It states, do no harm to the patient.
Yes, sir.
Basically, what that translates to is, if the risk outweighs the benefit, then don't do it. So, now let me step into my International Society of Logistics experience here. We do risk management. We do needs assessment. We do everything. We own military bases in Japan. Do you want to know why we had to close some bases down when the local nationals had houses just outside of them? They protested. There were health risks. Department of Defense said they were correct. The World Health Organization also gave us data. And the Inspector General says, yes, it's a risk to them. We have cellular towers, thank we use. This is my certificate right here. It says chemical, biological, radiology, and nuclear. No disrespect to the gentleman here, nor growing up. But I stepped into a field that you're not experiencing in, and I've experienced a lot of things. And because of what you're doing, I'm service connected. And what you're trying to do, I get paid a disability.
for one of those conditions. So I can not only speak from work experience, I can speak from health experience. And you also stated that you kept holding in as this is what's best for the community.
I never said this is what's best for the community.
You said keep in mind you're doing what's good for the community or best for work. I'll paraphrase.
Well,
paraphrasing
is not what I said. I said this is for this community.
Right, okay, for.
Trying to clarify that.
Okay. So in theory, if you say this is for the community, it's the same as saying this is what's good for the community. If you're not from this community, you never lived in this community, how could you come in and say what's for this community? You don't look like me. Now, just because you got somebody that looked like me, they'll bring you in. I mean, that's what Willie Lynch did to have the making of a slave. He took two people that looked like each other, made them distrusting of each other to control people.
No.
That's written in a look up, sir, write down Willie Lynch, the making of a slave.
So what I'm
honing in on is it causes cancer. Before I sit down, I'm going to read this so you can get to your point. And don't cut me off because you said a commissioner cut off your colleague. You're in my community. This is where I grew up, and this is my battlefield. And I'm going to defend it.
Okay.
Now, this is what the World Health Organization states. It says, if you ever wonder if cell towers are harmful to your health, wonder no more. The World Health Organization has already determined that RF radio frequency radiation, the type of radiation emitted by cell towers, is very likely carcinogenic, meaning that it can cause cancer. The closer you are to a cell tower, the more radiation you receive. Since some companies are now placing these towers close to where many people live and work, the danger is very real. You admitted that they will place in your community and everything else. Since cell phone towers are getting closer and closer, it is good to know the disadvantages of having them so close to you. And you can easily experience symptoms, and this is just a couple, such as low sperm count. I'm an African American man, and I'm married, and I want to produce some children. Memory loss. Some of the people here, we got people here older than I, experiencing memory loss, and they think that they got to take fish oil to cure it. But it's that radiation, because we got one tower on 25th Street. And nobody don't even know how that got there. Headaches. People think it's just the weather. They get blood pressure. Headaches don't come from blood pressure. Blood pressure is secondary. It's called AXIS 2 in your medical record. Cardiovascular stress, as well as more serious afflictions such as cancer and birth defects. Now, with that being said, and from the most credible health organization, globally acclaimed, how could you say this is for the community and for a benefit of the community? Because the community is not going to benefit from those towers. The owner of the property is going to benefit because that's a residual income to them.
Okay.
I didn't believe in blood for oil in the Middle East, and I don't believe in upgrading my cellular speed, for my elderly people in this community, you know, for them to go to Sarah Peak Funeral Home, because that's right where you're sending them. And also, this community, our African-American kids, have a high rate of ADHD, autism, and other mental and psychological effects that they typically would have because they was not born. A great percentage was not born with it. Maybe some came from the Shaken Baby Center, but most of it came from this radio frequency. Now challenge me on my 30 years, because I've been to every country on the globe at least 4 times, except for 2. And I dealt with every community in all of those countries. And all of them defects are over there as well. I could go to North Korea, South Korea. I could call diplomats. Now, if you try to put this up here, I'll make a phone call to the UN headquarters and set this place and light this place up. Now, I'm giving you an opportunity to gracefully bow out, but I'm going to leave with this last question. How many elected officials have you lobbied?
How many elected officials have I lobbied?
Yeah, have you lobbied locally here to get the answer for their yes to pass this beside? Have you lobbied the city? Well, he's appointed, the city manager. Have you lobbied our city manager? Have you lobbied our commissioners? I want to know, because that's a few envelopes, different envelopes get passed by. And that's a such thing that I learned in history called lobbying.
Well, standing in God's house, I can tell you that in 26 years, I've never paid off anybody. I've never given one thought about it. Because when I go to bed at night and I look at my kids, I know that I did it the right way. With all due respect, and thank you for your service and for what that's meant for our country and for what you're dealing with because of it, and I truly respect you for what you've done. The World Health Organization article or the information you're quoting is valid. However, you're not quoting it completely. And the parts that are left out are the most important parts. Because the carcinogenic effects or the potential radioactive effects of any RF frequency is measured from the distance from the signal source. And as I said before, a tower is a whole piece of steel. So unless the whole community rises up to 190 feet in the air and gets right up on that tower, there's nothing. That's why they are where they are. That's why when the guys that climb the towers have to wear RF monitors to see what exposure they're getting if the antennas are at.
The Asian went up on a high on a plateau.
Sorry?
So the Asians, when I was in an Asian country,
well, there's
I was in direct, hold on, I was over there because I had to, my job was NBC, Nuclear Biological Radiology. So I had to remove them buildings. Their houses was low terrain. It was the distance, not the altitude. It was the distance. Yes, it was.
Well,
and therefore also had studied. Matter of fact, HUD is another credible organization. These public housing is HUD. This is HUD. HUD says it's a nuisance. Now, and HUD also says the distance. It don't say the altitude. So now, you went at WHO.
You can look.
You went up at the, I don't have to look up now because I have my facts.
Well, I encourage everyone on their way
out. I'm educated. You can't talk above me. HUD says this is a nuisance. It was presented on the record at the city commission meeting. HUD is feral. HUD says it's a nuisance. That is going to be short distance from public housing. What HUD says is a nuisance. HUD said it's not so. It is not going to be so. So you can't go against HUD neither.
Where? I'm not trying to.
When we presented, go back to the city commission meeting and look up HUD and what HUD says about this. You can Google it on the phone. I know you're trying to upgrade your speed, but you got enough speed to Google HUD right now what it says. But unfortunately, I'm not going to allow no willy lynches coming in here harming my community. And trust and believe, my community people, they may not agree with my rhetoric or how I go at them. But in the eyesight of God and these God witnesses, they'll tell you, I don't care, I'm still going to speak out. And the fact that you stood in here and say, you in God's house, a lot of things go on in God's house that don't supposed to go on. Look in the good book about the Pharisees and Sadducees. That's why Jesus said, it is written, my house, my Father's house, shall be called a house of prayer. But ye have turned it into a den of thieves. And finally, I'm about to leave. And you can get back to these ladies. Because hell has no... Hell has no fury than a scorned woman anyway. But I'm gonna tell you this. You viper, you generational viper. Who have warned you of the wrath to come? Isaiah and the commission meeting.
Hey, excuse me, so you said get back to the ladies.
The ladies, right here. The ladies. I'll get back to you too.
Okay, thank you.
And any other Pharisee and Sadducee, come see me. Come on in the parking lot. Come on in the parking lot. I got you. Come in the parking lot. No, you talk in the parking lot. Talk like a man.
I'm concerned about
talk like a man.
The health issues of me and my neighbors.
As much as I'd like to engage you on that topic, it's, and with respect to the gentleman that just left, neither of us can weigh in on that, nor can the council members. I wanted him to stay here. He doesn't want to hear it. The article that he's referencing are parts of it are back there. This is not harmful at the level that you reside at. This is not harmful based on all the same agencies that he quoted. This exists everywhere in our country, except wide open rural areas where there's no people. The whole purpose of having towers among people is because the people are the ones that use the phone.
We're so densely populated here. We don't have cable to the right.
That's the thing is, you have a lot of people living in a small area, which is why the towers that were previous to this have a hard time covering. So having a tower where those towers can no longer carry that load, that's why they're putting it where it is. The next one would be in a different community, and it doesn't know whether, when they design it, whether that community is African-American, Latino, Asian, Caucasian, affluent, not affluent. They don't know. They truly, truly don't know. I just hope when everyone leaves, regardless of whether you agree or disagree, that you understand that my answers are honest and sincere. A lot of this information is not my information, but I'm also not a puppet. That's why I can't engage on health effects issues. It's also
it's unknown. You don't know.
The people that have had to study it, the organizations that are responsible, just like the FDA, and it's probably a bad example because we all know what we think of the FDA after COVID. However, all those organizations, both nationally and internationally, have weighed in on this subject, and the federal government has made that conversation about health effects. Regardless of whether we're talking about livestock, whether we're talking about humans, whether we're talking about bees, any of them, those effects have been eliminated for local governments, for us to talk about, to be that the reason. If we were saying, we don't want it here because you don't have the right underlying zoning, or you designed it the wrong way, or you're not going to landscape it, or you're trying to skirt this issue or that issue. Those are the issues that your board, your elected officials have to review. When we come into the community, I don't know you, and I can tell you though, I've done this enough times in other communities and in my own community, because I built towers in my own community, that I do this the same way in every community. It's what's true and what's believed. I can't change your mind, and I respect your opinions. I truly do. If we leave here tonight and you take nothing that I said to heart and you don't change your mind, that's fine. We just want them to come tonight in a peaceful way to answer questions and provide information. Whether you accept that into your mind, into your heart, into your belief system, that's your decision. We just want to have a dialogue with your community to let you know what is true, what is real. We're not the boogeyman. 5G is not the boogeyman. It is just the newest technology. And the people at Verizon, and probably other carriers, if we're successful when the tower's built, will want to service your community with the latest and greatest. I empathize that your community is not where you would want it to be, and whatever's happened and put it in that position. This will not fix that. However, what it will do, I would like everyone in the community to hear this. It is inarguable that the overwhelming number of 911 calls that go to 911 call centers come from what? Cell phones. Those cell phones they use to track kidnappings, crimes, to respond to people that have 911 calls faster because they can pinpoint their location with GPS technology that these towers operate off of. The more reliable coverage you have in your community or any community for that matter, the better they're going to be able to service you with emergency services when you get sick, when there's an accident, when there's a crime, when there's a fire, all those things. So it will benefit the community in that way. It will benefit the community through Love Industries not going to a individual property owner. Again, those are things when we call Jerome, when our agents call Jerome, they see a number that says Love Industries. They don't know who's answering that phone. They don't know what he has or hasn't done for your community. We're being pulled into the middle of a bunch of politics, and that's fair. We're strangers to your community. I'm just trying to help tonight try to separate those two things, right? If you want to judge us on our project and you decide you don't like it, you don't want it, you can go to the city council meeting and speak against it, and that's fair. If you want to speak against us or be against us or me or our tower project or Verizon because of things that have happened into your community with previous actors, with politics, with disparity of distribution of community, you know, assistance, whatever, let's just try to separate those things. Because I assure you that this tower, if it gets built, all these conversations, all this angst, all this concern, it will go away. I've done this in many places over 26 years, and I've had a lot of meetings like this. And I can tell you, the minute that the tower's done, it all calms down.
This is the unknown about the health issues and concerns. The safety of the people that live here should outweigh everything that you're talking about. Drop calls means nothing if you don't have life. And believe, after studies are done, after I'm probably gone, then it'll be stated that, oh, we made a mistake, but it didn't save the people. The people are gone.
If I understand your feelings about that, and I validate them. If that's true, we're all in this together. Because it's not just your community, like I said before. It's down the road from my mother. It's at my kid's school. It's in my community. It's in Todd's community. It's in anyone else that isn't here tonight in other parts. It's already in your community. It's up to 25th. They can't utilize that site. When you look at where the other towers are, they can't utilize it. And because of the way that they used to build towers, where all they were trying to make them look nicer, in the opinions of public policy makers, and put all the stuff inside a canister. With 5G, all the technology moved, and even in 4G, moved from the base of the tower up on the tower. So where you used to have radios on the ground going through cables to connect to the antennas on top of the tower, now those same radios are about that big, and they're up on the tower. So the ground space is less important, it's more what's on the tower. So they can't fit all the stuff that they need to up on the tower on a lot of these older towers. So this isn't a 5G tower. It'll have 5G equipment on it, if not immediately, at some point for sure. Because all the towers in Fort Pierce are being switched to 5G, and most of them already are, as it's shown here. That just came a week ago from the engineers at Verizon, because we wanted to know how many of your sites in Fort Pierce community are ready 5G. So 5G is already here, and it's already around you. It's already in your community. This is not going to make it better or worse from a health standpoint. It's not going to make it better or worse from a property standpoint. It's going to make it better from a service standpoint. If you feel that your concerns are stronger than the desire to have that in your community, again, we can walk away from here tonight and agree to disagree respectfully. And that's all I ask. That's all I came here to do. I don't expect people to change their minds. We just want to provide you as much information. Whether you accept that, that's up to you. There are several handouts that explain some of the things that came up tonight about the World Health Organization article, who govern these things are, what 5G is, all of that. Read it, call me, ask questions, ask commissions of your commissioners, however you want to handle it. The point of tonight was to meet with the community because the community expressed concerns, and that's all we were trying to do. So I hope for that it's appreciated for what it is. Is anyone? Yes, ma'am.
My question is, do we have any assurance that once this tower is erected, because it seems like you all have pretty much got the tower there, no matter what we say, what assurance we have that we're going to get better service? Because right now, the service is very poor. And behind my development, they're going to build 900 houses.
There you go.
900. So, that's a lot of people.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a lot of cell phones. That's a lot of everything.
I can tell you, and I appreciate that bit of information. As much as I'd like to say differently and having a camera on me or hearing this, I hope it doesn't get shared back to my client. These carriers are reactive. They aren't proactive. So you saying that there's 900 houses coming only exacerbates the issue that they're trying to fix. So if you think the coverage is bad now, wait until butts are on couches in that house. And those houses are built, or the people that are building those houses. That's progress, whether we want it or not. The point that you made about the coverage, I went in the community center here and walked around inside the building. I had 1 to 2 bars, max. You know, that's one of the focal points of your community. Again, I have no historical reference of what that means or doesn't mean to your community, but it is a physical building that I can walk into because I can't walk in people's houses. And as we sit in buildings that are made of brick and wood and shingles and steel, all of those things reduce your ability to have cell phone coverage. Nobody wants to go stand outside when it's blowing 60 miles per hour in a tropical storm trying to make a call to their mom and let them know they're okay. So what we're trying to do, all we're trying to do, is improve the coverage in this community. And Verizon has made that determination that this is that area. The mayor herself and council members at the last tower here, or the previous tower that was denied, cited that area as an area that they thought would be more appropriate for those houses.
Because they knew those 900 houses were going in there.
That was in the Tillman.
They cited it at the
Tillman. Todd, is it? Todd?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't that stated on the by the council members in their discussion on the Tillman Tower?
Well,
the tower that was proposed by Tillman for T-Mobile about 27th
Avenue.
They said at that it was an appropriate location, that this node where Family Dollar and the commercial was
the
appropriate.
Planning
and zoning.
Yes.
No, they did not say that.
Planning and zoning. Yeah, they like this location versus the other. The other one was not
commission.
Planning and zoning.
Yeah.
I stand correct.
The zoning board. Okay.
So,
yeah.
Again,
they don't know.
Did I answer all your questions, ma'am? About what you brought up? So, again, when you drive around your community and you have two bars, you asked, how do we know which ships we have? Proximity to the signal source, which is the antenna.
She probably the tower.
Well, I don't know where she is, but again, we're talking about. Remember that the lawnmower analogy. The big tower. If we're trying to cover ourselves from the rain.
Now,
if it's raining, and we're trying to stop our heads from getting wet, we hold the umbrella over here and put it right over our head, right?
Right.
True.
If I have bad service here, what good is it if I put the tower over here? We're trying to fix this area for what the towers that used to cover this area used to do, that they used to be able to handle, that they can no longer do. That's what the engineer from Verizon was trying to explain. The other issue that he was cut off, which I was trying to share with the gentleman that left, was he was trying to explain what I said about the difference between 5G and 4G, and even the man that left earlier. The tower itself is no different than this tripod. It's a structure that allows them to put that equipment up there to cover the area they want to cover in the way that they designed it. In itself, it's not active, it's not radioactive, it's not energized. It's just a whole piece of steel, just like this building. Yes, on the property and in that area.
See that tan house right there? That's
yes.
My house right there.
Okay.
That's mine. And you know how close that tower will be to my house?
Well, you get good service in here. This one you need to
do. Okay.
Good service in here.
Yeah.
Free, like,
Can you show me your house on this map, please?
Here you go, ma'am. Can you show me your house on this map?
On that one, right there.
On this one. Is it this house? 311.
Oh,
I'm saying this one, on the actual map. Is this your house here? That's from that
one.
The one you're talking about is this shop right here. If you're, do you live on the other side of the canal?
This side, where the library is.
Yes.
Okay, and then you go down, it's a gray house. And I can touch the damn tower with my hand.
Well, you said this was your house.
I thought that was it.
Okay, it's not that.
That's your way in.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful home. I can touch the tower with my hand from where I'm here.
And in order to get into the language, you pass by her house. Her house.
Do you know where she is before?
You can see that.
Here's the tower, so here's that. Okay.
That's what she had. Across from the clock. She used to go to the
Yes, sir. Right. Yes,
ma'am. I can touch you with my hand.
What's your name?
That's
how close the tower is.
Well, from here, just from this spot where the tower should go just to the road is 312 feet, which is more than twice, I believe, what the requirement is for the city.
Would it be, three steps? I go 3 steps out here at town.
Well, you must have pretty long legs.
No,
I'll
stop
you
on the road and go back.
Yeah.
She does not have to come to the road. She can go from her house, coming out the garage, and walk back.
But just what my point was, just from Jerome's property line, regardless
of how
back
to,
the to go to where the tower is another 312 feet. Which
she
is basically about from here to the.
She does not have to go.
Well, unless she lives on her own property, she can't be closer than 312 feet.
She is close.
Man, I can take you to my house and the tower.
That's not, look, here's what the tower's going to be. See this call out right here? The survey is 312 feet, 6 inches. That's the property line. If your house was right on the property line, it would still be 312 feet. But it can't be. Well, because you don't live on his property. So it has to be more
than if I come out my garage, right, the tower is blinding me. It's going to blind me. Yep. When I come out my garage,
blind
to
what?
Where they say the tower is supposed to be. From here to here, the tower. Once I come out my garage and go.
It's going to be a tripod, so you can see through it like that camera.
No, not that
one.
The pole itself, just for reference, man, the pole itself is about 6 feet at the base and tapers up to about 3 feet.
So the tower,
which is about the width of this wall. This is right at 6 feet. So the base of the tower at the ground will be as wide as this area.
And it's wrapped.
And it gets narrower as it goes up. It's just like a big level.
Man,
what is it made out of? Pipe? What kind of material the tower made out of?
Galvanized steel.
Say what?
What kind of?
Galvanized steel.
Okay, and it's a circle?
It's roughly a circle. It's in panels welded together. So it's
exactly like the other ones around? Same shape?
Very similar, yes, sir.
So you're saying we're going to get excellent services once the tower goes up?
I can tell you that just based on generally accepted principles of logic of where the tower is versus where the
call
goes. If you live within a half mile, you're going to have excellent services.
They do that just stay in bad.
We are not the ones, our company just builds that whole piece of steel and they just order some on it and we can't perform what they do or don't do.
And they survey.
They're not shipping somewhere else. They're not trying to cover 95, they're not trying to cover 99.
So we'd rather see us kill us.
But Miss Marjorie, as I said.
Our community is completely surrounded by we are asking to put it down.
This was part of the original application. This came from the community asking to see if we can provide power to the community to show that they're not using the They're downtown already. They're on 95. There's other resident communities in St. Lucie County. And that's how they work. They will work together.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you, Ms. Marjorie. What did you say? What did you say, ma'am?
I see a bill there.
What was, I couldn't hear you last time.
Put them somewhere else.
They already are somewhere. That's why it's not working.
Put them somewhere else, and then I'll see.
You can take it all out and just get them up the gas.
And then you go all the way.
They already are somewhere else. That's why they're
talking about it. We all want to.
You got to figure out how to.
So that's how we will cover my community and the new development that's coming.
I honestly can't say, I don't know where the new development is. I can tell you that within approximately a half mile of where the Lund Industry property is, where the tower is being put, the covered
Presbyterian. put it here. These things are not. And once they build them, they spend months trying to figure out how to treat it. It's every possible issue. So if they put it in the flattest mentality, they said, if we build the tower, it's the exact spot to 100% of those problems. And
thank you.
These all are. This one has not been set up yet. This was in response to the question. If all this other stuff was part of the condition, and actually these partisans, that map that she's holding, were sent to 57 neighbors of the surrounding community on 3 different occasions before our very first hearing. These?
Yeah.
Let me give you my business card. What's your name, sir? Mr. Truesdale? Did you get these handouts in the back? Oh, that's your wife. Okay. Hopefully you got her good side. She got her bad side. I said he's he had the video camera. I said he'll tell you on your good side. So she only has good side.
I'm going to be a